Hi, Rudy Baca here. We're going to talk today about power and leadership for my innovative leadership class. So, what is power? Let's talk about that. Well, power is a dimension of leadership, entitlement, and it can be used positively or negatively. In the book, The Art and Science of Leadership by Nahavandi, he states that it is the ability of one person to influence others or exercise control over them. So, what is leadership? Well, it's a group phenomena. It's a phenomena with high interpersonal influence. It's usually goal-directed and action-oriented. Power is necessary, though, and essential to effective leadership. But there's some impact. So let's talk about the impact for the user. There are some things, and let's highlight a couple of them, positive or negative. There is a transformation process that takes place, and it can change how one sees themselves and others. It can also alter how one acts. Now, this can be a positive or a negative. Some positives include increased interpersonal sensitivity or somebody becoming more generous, but there's also negative consequences to the impact of power, such as a development to addiction to power, a loss of empathy. And then there's kind of a natural thing where there's an increased distance with the follower. Leadership, however, is effectiveness is grounded in an understanding of power and how it's used and how it is abused. The impact of power on the followers falls into three categories, according to some, and they've outlined them as commitment, compliance, or resistance, commitment being the more favorable of the three, where the follower is receptive to the influence process and is more in line with the power holder. Compliance also follows a request, but they carry out the orders without personal acceptance or a deep commitment. And then the resistance, obviously the more negative of the three is either an active or passive resistance at attempts to influence. And there are a lot of reasons, both long-term and acute, that could play into that. The performance needle of an organization relies on effective leadership guidance, though, and how the organizational construct of power is utilized is super important. The distribution of power can be a limiting factor. Culture plays into it. There are some techniques, however, that can help overcome some of these issues, such as understanding the culture so that you can more efficiently drive influence, and then selecting the appropriate power source, which segues into, well, what sources of power are there? Most of us recognize position power, such as managers, which is considered a legitimate power, and they often hold reward power. They can punish or reward, give us raises, do things like that. But then there's also coercive power, such as hiring and firing or demoting us. There's also another subcategory of power, which is a personal power. There are people who, for example, have a special knowledge or special skill sets that give them influence because of their expert influence on what we do. Referent power is another source of personal power, which has to do with how somebody is respected or liked within the organization and therefore carry influence. The construct of leadership is interesting. In an article by Mary Yulbian, she kind of sees it as a three-dimensional construct. It's a relational perspective where knowing of the relationship occurs between the two subjects or phenomena simultaneously. And so she states that consideration has to be given to multiple meanings and perspectives that continuously emerge. So to me, the implication here is that the ongoing process of meaning in this construct of leadership and power doesn't really ever come to a conclusion. It's just an ongoing process that never finalizes, I guess. So when reflecting on power, I think that being a great listener is something that is super important. Listening to others' thoughts when you are in a position of power, listening to others' ideas and concerns, I think help to center who we are, but it also helps to build trust with our followers in the process. I think it's important to build bridges and reach out to peers and initiate conversations. This was something that Docker brings up and something that I do. In his article in Harvard Business Review for Managing Yourself, Don't Let Power Corrupt You, he says that that initiation of conversations with your peers is really, really relevant and important to do to find out how to best work with people is the best way to get a good foot in with peers and other groups within your organization. I would suggest doing the same with your followers. Find out who's who in the zoo and make sure that you have a good idea and people know that you're interested in who they are. And lastly, I would say being positive without being overconfident is a super big deal. And Docker also mentions this. He uses it in the idea of making sure that you develop a great awareness and understand and recognize who you are, being able to label your feelings so that you're less likely to make irrational decisions inspired by those if you are self-aware. So all of those things, I really appreciated it. For me, the big takeaway is just to see how the relationship of power and leadership in an organizational construct is highly complex, but there are ways to become a much more effective leader. Thanks.